Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Member Supported Restoration Radio. We are your hosts, Dan.
And Damo.
And you are listening to Behind the Lodge Door, Episode 6.
Nice to see you, Dan.
Yes, you too, Damo.
How has your Lent been thus far?
Very hungry. It's a very hungry occasion.
That's a good sign. See, the church is very kind, isn't she? We probably put on a few pounds, perhaps, over the Christmas period.
Yes. Hey, it's
back! Definitely. Not soon after, Lent comes along and
yes.
There it all goes, if we do it correctly. But that's not the key reason, is it, for the sacrifices that we make in Lent to lose weight?
It's not a church-sanctioned weight loss program, is it?
No. No, but let's face it, it's good for us.
It is.
Yes.
Definitely. So, cleanses you out.
Yes.
I found I got a lot more sleep.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you see, that's interesting because I don't sleep much during Lent. And I think it's because I don't have the same amount of food digesting.
Mm.
By all accounts, takes a bit of energy to digest food.
Yes.
So I tend to have some late nights without as much sleep as I normally would have.
Because you don't expend as much energy.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So anyway, Dan, here we are again, Behind the Lodge Door, Episode 6. What are we talking to our listeners about today?
Okay, so we're covering Chapter 7, Defusing the Parochial Aid Bomb, and Chapter 8, Everson Masonic Justice Built on Sand.
Ooh, sounds like we're getting into some meaty stuff.
Definitely. Now, we did talk about footprints last week. We had a
We did, and it's footprints in the sand.
Footprints in the sand, and, you know, as part of our poetry.
And Chapter 8 is Everson Masonic Justice Built on Sand.
That's right. So there is a sand thing. So I think it was probably a good thing that we did do footprints because it's all about sand. But I was looking at poems and things that people might put on their fridge magnets, and I did come across another one, and I think as a kind of an ongoing poetry series.
Branch out a bit, you think?
Yeah.
Bit of variety.
This one is very inspirational too. I found it inspirational. It was called Walk Beside Me, Daddy.
Walk Beside Me, Daddy. Actually, it kind of sounds like a 50s rock song.
Yeah, well, you could say that, but
I want you to walk beside me, Daddy.
Well, here it is. Here it is. Though I am little, I understand all the love you give to me, that you will take my hand to show me the wonders of life, to teach me the things I need to know. Your loving way will guide me through each year as I grow. The years will go by quickly. One day I will be grown. I know I'll always have your love and never walk alone. Oh.
But a few assumptions, though. Mm. How does he know he's going to... Or is it a he or a she? How do they know they're going to live? How do they know they're going to grow up?
Well, that's true. They could, meet an untimely end. It's always possible.
Right. These things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't always assume these things.
Well, anyway, there is... That poem wouldn't work anymore. Not today.
No?
No, because the kid has a daddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's becoming a thing of the past.
That's right. You can't be having fathers in homes.
You can't
that's
have
ridiculous.
An orderly household with a mother and a father.
No, look, it's supposed to be the model for family now is mummy and the government.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, that is driven by...
The Freemasons!
That's the agenda. Okay, so Dan, why don't you tell us about Chapter 7, Defusing the Parochial Aid Bomb.
Okay, so in this age of terrorism, we're talking about...